if you don't come,
to my rescue.
If you don't come,
to my rescue.
If you don't come,
to my rescue.
If you don't come, Lord,
to my rescue.
I don't know what I would do. I can't even wave my hand.
To my rescue.
If you don't come,
to my rescue.
I can't even sing, Lord.
Come to my rescue.
I can't even sing this song.
Come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
to my rescue.
If you don't come, I need you now. I need you right now, Lord. I need you right now, Lord. Sometimes, but I'm down. Hell hand is on my heels, Lord. If you don't come, you don't come. I'm praying every day. I need you, Lord. You today. Christ needs you today. The president needs you, Lord. If you don't come, Lord. If you don't come, Lord. I don't know what I would do. I can't even walk. I can't even talk, Lord. I can't even wave my hand. If you don't
come to my rescue.
One more time, Lord.
You don't come to my rescue.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
How many know that he won't let you down?
Amen. Yeah.
You call him, he'll answer. And he will deliver. And will deliver right on time. Not a minute too soon, not a minute too late. He's always on time. Praise God. Hallelujah. For this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that he allowed you to be in the day. I don't know, because he could have left us in last week. But he's got us at the beginning of another week. And I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Anybody in the house grateful? Hallelujah. Well, the words that make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everybody. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. So we're glad to be in the number one more day. Hallelujah. And glad to see your beautiful faces all over the building. Hallelujah. So glad just to be able to stand in your presence. Hallelujah. Well, that's the blessing. Hallelujah. And not a privilege. It's a blessing. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. But he gives it anyway. Hallelujah. So give God glory and honor and praise to our God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to each and every one of us in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so glad to see Brother Sims with us today and Amen. Sister Sims. All the way out of Virginia. They're here. And we're so thankful for them. And we're so glad to see a lot of the other faces we hadn't seen in the house for a while. So we praise God for all of you. And we're glad to see everybody's face. It's a blessing that to be able to stand. So, and we're glad to see the birthday boy here. Reached a milestone in his life. 3 score 10. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're glad to be in all of our presence. And now everybody else who had the birthday this week, we are glad to see you and wish God's blessings be upon you. To every male that's a father in the house, we say happy Father's Day to you. And to all the other people in the house, have a happy day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I didn't leave anybody out there, though. Everybody looks good. Everybody is precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to be here very long. And I know some of you are eager to get out to get started on your celebration. Praise God. And so we're not going to hold you because you can go to your celebration still rejoicing in the Lord. Don't go there without him. And don't leave without him. Hallelujah. Praise God. From a very familiar scripture, and we give God some glory for this choir. Singing to the glory of God today. Hallelujah. And give God glory for our ushers who have helped us out on the floor. Okay. And did you give God glory for yourselves? From the book of St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Verse 20, we'll read for now. St. Luke 15, verse 20. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, yield the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and honor and your praise. Hide me behind the cross and let your son arise. In each of us and every one of us, that we might see what you have us to see, hear what you have us to hear, speak that you what we have us to speak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke 15, are we there? And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great ways off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I want to talk to you today from the thought of loving Father. A loving Father. Jesus always ministered to everybody. Didn't care who they were and what nationality they were, what creed they were, or anything else. He came to minister to everyone without prejudices, without any preconceived notions or attitudes. We are just to spread the goodness of the Lord wherever we go, to whomever we meet. Go, and as you go, make disciples. And so he had been doing this with people that the Pharisees and Sadducees considered to be sinners. And he told them about the man with the lost sheep, that he had 900 sheep. One of the 100 was missing. And he talked about how he would leave the 99 and go out and search until he find the one. And once they had been found, they were rejoicing over that one that's found, and not so much over the one that was not lost. But when you're lost and you're found, that's a good feeling. And I don't know about you, but have anybody in here ever been lost temporarily? Don't know exactly where you were, and nothing seemed to be looking familiar to you. And anxiety start building up in you. Yep. It is a fearful feeling to be lost. Gas running low. And you start praying. And after a while, you see a familiar building. And now you begin to get emotional and start saying in your mind, thank you, Lord. I wonder if anybody in the house ever been there. Even if it won't for but a moment. Sometimes we feel lost even laying in our own bed. Don't think we're going to be able to get up today. But the Lord comes to our rescue. He allowed the Holy Spirit to speak to us and let you know that you ain't lost. I'm with you. You just got to learn to rely on the Lord. And not on yourself. See, we are always trying to do things in self. But we need to learn to start doing it in the Lord. Because he did tell us we can do all things through him. He did tell us on another occasion that with God, all things are possible. But without him, nothing exists. You can't do some things. So we have this another occasion where it said the woman lost a coin, and how she searched the household, sweeping everywhere until she finds a coin, and then she rejoiced. The thing is that we should be rejoicing over anyone, everyone that was so glad to see you out of my sight for a little while. But now I see you, so I'm rejoicing in the Lord that I can see you one more time. And so they talked about him ministering to the sinners. And Jesus said, let me tell you this. There was a certain man that had two sons. And the younger one decided that he will leave home. So he said to his father, Father, I need you to get my stuff together. And everything that belonged to me, I want it in my hands. He got fed up with feeding the sheep. He got fed up with feeding the swine. He got fed up getting up early in the morning. Anybody had to do that. Go to the fields before you go to school. Go to the fields before you got any food in you. And then come back and then go right back out there again. He got tired of doing that and said, and didn't want to go by his father's rules. Anybody, when you were growing up, ever wanted to run away? Anybody even started to run away and didn't get no foot in the front door? And decided that I'll put it up with a little longer. This young man got all messed up before I got started. But this young man got all his stuff together. And the Bible said, in a few days, he left home. Some of us have left home even though we're still at home. We're not doing our part. We're just hanging. But he got his stuff together and left home. And he didn't just leave home and went to the next town. Not even the next state. But it said he went off to a far off country. So then he stopped at the next country. He kept going, make sure he was going to be a long ways from home with the intention of not coming back. And hear him say, as he went there, he went there and started having him a bowl. He started having him a party, seemed like every day or every night, spending his life earnings and not putting nothing back in the pot. And how many know that your pot of soup gonna run out after a while? If you keep on dipping in the pot day in and day out, the pot's gonna get empty after a while. You can't hope that it get filled again when you're not putting anything in the pot. We get that way sometime in our living affairs. We just keep on calling on the Lord to do this and to do this and to do that and do that. And then we never do anything else for the Lord. We just get lax and more lax and more relaxed and more relaxed till we find ourselves doing nothing. Well, anyway, all that went out. His friends that he had, he thought he had, were nowhere to be found. And he got hungry. With no money to buy any supplies. Nobody offered him anything. None of those people that he spent his money with. Now they don't know you no more. And so we find here that this young man was so hungry that the Bible said that he would have been to eat the husk that the cattle left or the pigs left. Because he joined himself to a friend, he thought, but the word said a citizen of that nation. And so he sent him out in the fields to feed the swine. He sent him out in the field to do something lower than what he was doing in the father's house. So the man just wanted to eat the husk. Anybody in here don't know what a husk is? Is that shells like you find left in your popcorn bag. That gets stuck all between your teeth. He was ready to just eat that. Because anything, I didn't know anything is better than nothing. He was homeless. And we see a lot of homeless people nowadays. Homeless and penniless. He couldn't stand on the corner because nobody was giving out anything. He had to get his sources from where he can get them from. And so the Bible said, when he came to himself, we sometimes need to come to ourselves. We get on our high horses and start looking down on everybody else. You got to realize that it ain't yours. You got to realize that you one day you might lose what you got. And you didn't make yourself those partners with the Lord. You left him. Now, where can you go? But the man, the Bible said, the boy said, he came when it came to himself. He realized his wrong. You got to come to yourself and realize the failure is not in everybody else around you. The problem is with you. You got to come to yourself and know that you are the source of all your problems. It's not John, Silas, Sue, or Jane. But it's you. Somebody said in the song, it's me, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my sister, not my brother, Lord, but it's me. Standing in the need of prayer. You got to come to yourself. And realize I'm not out here because of somebody else. I'm out here because it's me. Help me to see who I am. Come willing to repent. The word said, if we repent, God is faithful and is just. Well, he said, I'm going back home. How would you know you can come back home? We might tell you you can't come back here. And they tell you the doors were going to be locked. But a loving part. It's going to unlock the door. When you come to yourself. You got to know that you can't come up here doing what you've done before. But the door is open for you to come. But you got to come on my terms. The words that you got to come on his terms. You got to confess. You got to admit that you are wrong. Because if you don't admit it, you'll be doing the same old thing. Down the road a little farther. And so the word said, he said, how many servants in my father's house got plenty to eat? And you have some left over. How many? I'm going to get up out of this mess. I'm going to get up out of this slut and soot and the mud that the pigs swine and swine wallow in. I'm going to get up, clean myself up, and I'm going to my father. I got to tell him, it's you, Lord. That I was mad with. It was you, Lord, that I done wrong against. It's you, Lord. It's not so-and-so, but it was you. For the word said, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. So whatever you're doing to somebody, in words or in deed, you're doing it unto the Lord, not that person. You're doing it to the Lord. And so, my time to run out on me. So he said, I'm going there. And when he got in sight, his father must have been looking for him. Every day he might have walked into the road and looked down the road, looking for that lost son. The Lord is down, set high, and he's looking low at all of us. Ooh, he's looking for his wayward child. He's looking. He's worried about you that are home. But he wasn't the ones that out there in the fields, out there on the street, out there in the woods. He's looking for you that you might be found. He needs somebody to shine. Need your light to shine. Fathers, set the example. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. And then you can call your child. Here he is. He came and Father met him. He didn't wait for him to come all the way in the house. He didn't even wait for him to get in the yard. But the word says he ran and found his son, fell on his neck. And said, bring forth not just any robe, but the best robe. Hallelujah. Making you royal. Bring forth the best robe and put it on his shoulder. Bring the ring, giving him now the article of authority to belong in the king's family, and put it on his finger. Bring some shoes. Put it on his feet. But this is my son. He was lost, but now found. Let us now have a party. Bring me and kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party because my son that was dead is now alive again. Hallelujah. Now, then the brother that was left home was in the field. And as they were coming to the house, he heard music in a distance. The further he got, closer he got, the louder the music got. And now he wanted to go, what's going on? And the servant said, your brother that was lost is now home. And your daddy has killed the fatted calf. Now he is getting envy. Sometimes we get jealous over somebody else's blessing. We get jealous and don't want to take part and forgive him. Hallelujah. And so he said he won't go in. So the father came out. Because now he's in the lost place. Left the one that was in the house rejoicing. And went out and found the other lost son. that was in the fields. He was lost because he wasn't in the word of God. He was lost because he wasn't doing what God said he needed to do. And so he said, son, this is your brother. He was dead and now he's found. And the son said, yeah, daddy. He went out and spent all your money. And now he come back begging. And you still are sending him back. You kicked the fatted calf and called a party together. And here I am, your son. Ain't never done nothing against your arm. Always obeyed you. Always been here. But here you are. Never so much as give a goat to me so I can rejoice with my friends. Hallelujah. And I heard and said, son, God Almighty saying, son, child, you are mine. All that I got, all that I have is yours. God said, every one of you who are born again, all that I got, all that I have in my kingdom is yours. And you can have your party anytime you want to. You don't have to wait for me or nobody else to throw a party. You can throw your own party. Everybody got everything that God has. You got it. Everything that Jesus has, you got it. Because you're heirs, joint heirs in the kingdom of God. Love, a loving Father, will forgive and accept you back. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us should be in that position. Forgive and forget it. Rejoice of the new person and not dwell in the old person in the past. God bless you.
And the gospel was preached. Invitation was sent out. If you shall lose your soul, it's no one's fault but yours. Because God is here and well able to take you in. Amen. We just want to say thank you and happy Father's Day to all the men here. And I hope you have a blessed day, prosperous day. Somebody take you out to a nice restaurant or cook you a good meal at the house, whichever it may be. Enjoy, throw your head back. Amen. I just want to grab the remote control myself. Amen. Look at a little TV. Amen. Well, nothing else to take our attention where we stand. The steward's going to come get our offering as we depart from the sanctuary. Amen. As we leave this sanctuary place, Lord, go with us. Yes. Protect us, Lord. Yes. Keep us covered through your blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody that you love them.